ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, cut me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going fishing too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a-going fishing too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, all you fisher people, and welcome to another edition of Why Fish Radio. Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, Northern Heat Outerwear and Underwear, and Trophy Cat Adventures, a guide service right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota on the Red River of the North. And once again, after a couple of weeks, I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Brad. Brad, how you doing?
Well, tell you the truth, I'm flustered. I've been fighting with computers all frickin' day. Started out with trying to renew a internet security service, fighting with a password. Just had a little issue here with a network, another password. So it hasn't been one of my better days, but I guess you just have to look back on some good times and just wish you were fishing. And I certainly am in that boat right now.
Yeah, computers can raise all kinds of trouble. I can tell you that from experience, being I'm the one that updates this website and keeps it going and everything. So I understand the feeling, but as I told the listeners, you were on a little trip. Did you get any fishing done up there?
I did get a little bit of fishing done, not quite as much as I hoped. Even though I had about 7 days off, it didn't turn out to be quite enough time. Of course, it never is. Was able to do some bird hunting and actually had a great time doing that. Had some success both for pheasants and ruffed grouse, two of my favorites there. And as far as the fishing goes, had a chance to hit a certain little small river that shall remain nameless and is near and dear to my heart. And it had muddied up after some rain the first time I went out, and still caught a couple fish, but it wasn't what it should have been. But went back out a few days later, and the water cleared up, and the fish responded accordingly. Lots of pike, one nice walleye to keep it interesting. But, if you like the idea of a fish tugging on the end of your line, it was a pretty darn good afternoon.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting there. I myself got out to Devil's Lake for the last open water hurrah of the year. Did a little fishing in the snow, sleet, wind, you name it for winter weather, I did it. I was pretty much just short of ice, and I had winter going on with that trip.
We were kind of lucky up where I was at. Most of that stuff missed us. Didn't really see any snow to peak of other than a few flakes that Saturday afternoon, and that I'm guessing that's probably the day you were fighting it out on the lake there. Other than that, we got pretty lucky with the weather. The forecasts were calling for a lot worse, but considering all that, we don't need to have snow for a while yet.
Nah, it's too early in the year. We still got a little bit of hunting to do, but then ice can come, and I'd like to have some ice, I think, with no snow. Gets it good and thick and safe, and I like that no snow on the ice for a couple weeks of the ice season.
Yeah, as long as you don't have to walk too much on it, but kind of sounds to me like you've already written off the fall.
Well, not necessarily. I've got a couple plans up my sleeve, but, it's funny you should bring that up, because two or three shows back, talked about all our fall fishing goals. How are you going on your goals?
Failing absolutely miserably. It's, in that sense, it's been a fall of unfulfilled expectations as far as fishing goes. Like you say, all kinds of big plans. Wanted to go up and hit the Manitoba portion of the Red River for some of the big greenback walleyes. There were plans in there to hit the Rainy River for some fall run walleyes. Didn't happen on that one. Didn't happen in Manitoba. We'd looked at playing around on the Red a little bit here in town. And so far, at least, haven't gotten around to doing that. Intentions are good. And, it's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what happened and, why one didn't get up there. I mean, I guess, in Manitoba, distance and, the time was part of it. And that window of opportunity is only open so long. But, I hate to say it, but I've written it off right now, and I'm kind of looking ahead toward getting out the early ice. Rainy River still could happen, but for me, that's a little bit closer.
Well, you got to remember, we had that weekend in Devil's Lake. We did fairly well, all things considered, bad weather. But it's been pretty much crummy weather on the weekends. Monday through Wednesday is absolutely gorgeous, and then right back to crummy weather on the weekends. So, you know, you put that into the picture, and that's pretty much takes care of it. Although I will say, one Saturday morning trip that should have been on the Red River ended up going goodbye just because I was purely lazy, and that's my own fault, so I can't complain about it.
But hey, there's nothing wrong with lazy every once in a while. I mean, you know, you gotta have your spare time. You gotta relax and regenerate a little bit. And you know, even though you can do it when you're fishing, you know, there is that work of getting the boat prepped, getting things loaded up, getting it hauled out, launching it, heading out on the water. You know, all those difficult, challenging chores. And sometimes it just gets to be a little bit too much. So you know, I can't fault you for that. We'll let it slide this time. But you know, big plans, and so far at least they just haven't quite happened.
Well, you know, part of the game of fishing and this whole Why Fish show and everything is just about having fun. And, you know, part of the fun, I think, is not making plans. I mean, I realize we have the annual July trip to Canada. That always happens. For the most part, though, we don't plan too far ahead, and that's pretty good. You know, just, well, today I'm going fishing. Goodbye. On the water.
Those spontaneous trips are the best ones, and that's kind of the way my trip worked on Tuesday afternoon, I guess it was. I mean, it was one of those days where had I been sitting in the office working, which I wasn't, I would have been sitting at my desk wishing I was fishing. And as it turned out that day, I was lucky enough to have the good fortune to be able to be fishing. And, you know, what an absolutely gorgeous fall afternoon. It's the kind of days you live for as far as fishing in the fall. Very little wind, you know, temperatures in probably the high 50s, and all to myself. And like I say, the fish didn't care, and they were pretty cooperative. So, you know, I'm not writing it off as my last trip of the season, but if by some rare chance it is, it'd be a pretty darn good note to end it on.
Well, I still have the pipe dream that I'm going to get two more outings in. Not sure if it's going to happen, but I'm going to give it my all here coming into deer season.
I have faith in you. I think you can do it.
I do, too. So moving along, I want to talk a little bit about Stu up at Cats on the Red. I understand he's pushing for some law changes up there. I think that warrants being visited about, considering we're talking about almost exactly the same thing down here, only he's talking about walleyes and we're talking about catfish, which is some stiffer restrictions on keeping fish.
Absolutely. And I mean, he's been at the forefront of, you know, some of these progressive types of, you know, regulations as far as protecting big fish. You know, it dates back 10 years probably or so now with, you know, the move to protect big catfish up there. And, you know, Stu is not afraid to speak his mind. If he's got an opinion on something, he'll tell you what it is. And, I mean, I've always liked that. You know, somebody who you always know where they stand. There's no beating around the bush. And in this case, what he's talking about is he threw an idea out on a fishing website, a Manitoba-based website, just asking people what they thought about the idea of a mandatory catch and release for all walleyes over 28 inches on the Manitoba portion of the Red River. And, you know, I think the reasoning behind that is they've had a heck of a fall for big walleyes being caught up there this year. And, you know, the rule right now allows you to keep one big fish over that size range, and there's people doing it. And, you know, maybe not that many, but at the same time, I think it's also tempted some folks, you know, to be keeping too many big fish. And so Stu threw out this idea on the website, just asking people what they thought. And, you know, three pages of comments and reactions later, from what I can tell, you know, the response to this is overwhelmingly positive. So, you know, he seems to have planted the seed for something big there right now.
So what do you think the Manitoba government would think of such a thing?
I think they'd probably go along with it, you know, providing you go through I'm not exactly sure what their public input channels, you know, if any are up there, but, you know, just based on what I've seen with some of their other regulations, you know, as far as walleyes and, of course, catfish, I think they'd be very inclined to go along with it. And, you know, the support from at least a certain segment of the angling public definitely seems to be there. So, tell you the truth, I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. I think it probably has a better chance of becoming law than any number of proposals we're talking about down here in the States right now.
Well, and I was just going to make the comment, if anybody from North Dakota Game and Fish or Minnesota DNR is listening, you know, look at Manitoba and think about the Red River hookers when they're turning in the paperwork for the request for stiffer regulation, because Manitoba seems to be always on the forefront of protecting their fisheries. and their trophy fisheries is that.
Yeah, and I mean, what they've done as a result of that is created some really unique angling opportunities. I know I myself had a chance to fish Crow Duck Lake up in Manitoba here a couple summers ago. And there's a situation where, you know, it wasn't historically a walleye lake. It's a pretty good-sized body of water, crystal clear. I think it was mainly a pike smallmouth bass fishery. But they decided to stock walleyes in there, and this was, you know, probably sometime in the mid-'80s. And what they did was they created a mandatory catch-and-release walleye fishery. Basically, you know, you can go out there and you conceivably can catch, you know, 100, maybe 200 walleyes a day. The action is incredible. And the caveat, the catch in all of that, is that you got to throw those fish back. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but I tell you what, for somebody who wants to go out and catch a lot of fish and, you know, some pretty darn nice-sized walleyes, we caught them up to about 25 inches the afternoon I was out there. And, you know, what a unique thing. I mean, it was fishing like you'd find on a fly-in trip. And yet it was so accessible. And, you know, what a unique thing. And it's kind of a progressive, you know, thinking outside the box mentality that creates those kind of opportunities.
Well, I think that's very important. And, you know, we try to teach people on this show how to, you know, kind of get started and go. And I know we have a habit of rambling on about our adventures. And I guess that's the point of a podcast, is to kind of ramble along about your adventures and your life. But it's something that's pretty important for the future and to keep people interested. And I think there's the people who abuse the resource, and it's for them or it's for the rest of us that we keep these regs going to keep the tradition alive and keep the qualities there on these bodies of water.
Well, it's a responsibility, I think, that all of us who fish have. I mean, because it's an investment in the future. And, I mean, we're just now recovering, I think, from, you know, some of the things some of our forefathers did to screw up our fishing opportunities. I mean, all you have to do is look at the pictures of, you know, people holding big northern pike by the eyeballs and huge stringers of, you know, 6-8, 10-pound walleyes. You know, you wouldn't see that kind of thing today, but, I mean, that was very common practice back then. So, you know, some of these things, you know, change happens slowly, but, you know, it's kind of nice to see that ball rolling. And, you know, certainly those of us here at Y Fish are behind Stu all the way in any efforts he can get to get that regulation changed in Manitoba. Of course, you know, at the same time with the commercial fishery they have up there, that's a factor too, because those nets don't discriminate.
Well, that's true too. I think the only fish I've heard of that doesn't die in a net is a sturgeon, and I think you're the one that told me that.
Yeah, and you know, with the sturgeon, you got a fish that's just kind of docile. It swims into this big net and decides, I don't like it here. I guess I better just stop moving completely. And that's kind of what happens. I mean, any other fish will twist and turn and get tangled up. But, you know, sport fishermen can do all they want to preserve the resource, but when you're dealing with commercial fishing on top of it, it definitely throws a whole new twist into the mix. But that's another story, perhaps.
That's right. Now, if you have any comments on this, want to tell us what you think, send us an email, brad@yfishradio.com. We'll both get the email. It'd be fun to hear what everybody thinks about this subject. And maybe we'll continue on with it and keep you updated as it goes along, both with the catfish down here and the walleyes up there.
At the same time, maybe I'll give a little plug for the website in which this particular thread, this idea, kind of got started. You'll find it at www.looneybeaver.com/forum. And when that page pops up, click on General Fishing, and you'll scroll down there, and you'll see it's pretty obvious. It's right at the top of the page, you know, just some discussion about no walleyes over 28 inches. And, you know, it's interesting stuff, and it's always great just to hear what fishermen and, you know, see what other fishermen out there are thinking about and talking about. And, you know, this one's definitely getting people's attention north of the border.
I'll stick a link to the site up in the blog when I post the show as well. A couple things going on as well. You know, listeners, if you want to send us some stories, information, thoughts on the show, send us an email, brad@yfishradio.com. It's right there on the contact page. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to share some stories other than our own. And I don't know, what do you got coming up this week, Brad? Well, we come to a close here.
Well, hope to get out in a little certain little river again in some way, shape, or form this weekend. And I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed we're going to have one of those nice, long, balmy Novembers. You know, I look back on some of my favorite fall fishing experiences, and many times they've happened in November, you know, some of that bonus time. And you know what? I think we're probably entitled. I mean, you look at the weather we had here through the latter part of May and much of June, left a little bit to be desired. So, and if we can get some bonus time on the back end, there'll be no complaining for me at all. So, keeping my fingers crossed. I mean, I like ice fishing, but it'll keep.
That's right. That's going to do it for us here today at Why Fish Radio. Hey, don't forget to check out and patronize our sponsors here. Stu McKay up at Cats on the Red. Check him out at the web, catsonthered.net. Brad, what's the phone number?
That'd be area code 204-757-9876.
Northern Heat Outerwear, their website is not posted yet on ours, but if you need more information, just send us an email. We'll forward that along too. Trophy Cat Adventures, you know, book your trip here in Grand Forks or up and down the Red in the States next year with Kent Hollins. That's trophycatadventures.com. And just for fun, I've got some bobbers from Bullet Bobber. The first five emails I get, I'll send you out a Bullet Bobber. Try it out. Looks like a neat little deal. It's basically a planer board that can be used from the shore or anything. It looks like a slick deal. There's some videos. Check them out, bulletbobbers.com. And like I said, any comments, send them to Brad at whyfishradio.com. Until then, that's it.
And I guess that's going to wrap it up for this week. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.